Australian Fashion Week kicks off today as the creations of local designers are paraded down the runway. The spectre of the Trump administration's tariffs and disruptions to global supply chains are looming large. In a bid to future-proof Australia's fashion industry, the Australian Fashion Council and Australian footwear and clothing company RM Williams have teamed up to develop the country's first industry-led national manufacturing strategy for the fashion textile industry. Joining me now is Tara Moses, who is the Chief Operating Officer of RM Williams. Tara, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Is it realistic to move more fashion manufacturing onshore here in Australia?
Yeah, it's definitely not only realistic, it's very doable if we unite as an industry and understand the challenges before us and work together to create more and more opportunities for this industry here in Australia.
How do we do that when labour is so much more expensive and there are big shipping costs to get garments to other markets around the world?
Well, we've got a part of our strategy of a partnership with Australian Fashion Council is uniting the industry so that we develop advanced manufacturing techniques because we need to be innovative in this space. We can't do what others do because just what you said from a labor perspective, the cost of labor is quite high. So we need to take that into consideration and develop innovative strategies, things like automation, things like skilled trades, reduction in freight, things like that, that will help reduce those costs.
And is it high and low end changes to manufacturing process? I know with RM Williams, you've had to attract young people into crafts and apprenticeships that had almost been lost. But at the other end, it sounds like you're talking about mass production, highly automated production as well.
Yeah, our automation at RM Williams is a support to our skilled trades. Very much this industry is built on people that have the artisan and the technique and the skills that are used to create these amazing goods that that we get the opportunity to showcase. So there's lots of innovation, but we still rely heavily on our skilled trades. And it creates a lot of new opportunities, a lot of different types of jobs as well, from designers to patent makers to garment technicians to material specialists. The whole ecosystem creates more opportunity for other people other than just those that are working on the product directly.
That kind of a production system, obviously it produces a quality product, but it churns out boots that cost around $600 a pair. How do you replicate that on the mass scale for fashion that needs to be much more affordable for Australians?
Yeah, and that's the intent around the partnership with Australian Fashion Council is that we work across industry to create and to create those opportunities across different types of product. We certainly have one type of product at RM Williams, one type of customer, but there's many customers who want a variety of things from high Australian content, things that are mass produced with it, where that comes at innovation. Lots of opportunity, but across the board from an industry perspective, getting everybody understanding what the key challenges are and everybody working together to solve those problems.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast and you're hearing from Tara Moses, who's Chief Operating Officer of RM Williams. And as we discuss looking at this national manufacturing strategy, working also with the wider industry, is there a middle ground solution, Tara, of perhaps not manufacturing in China or Vietnam, but a third nation location to produce some of that affordable fashion to diversify the risk if things go horribly wrong with tariffs and or the strategic situation with China and other nations?
Yeah, Australia should consider themselves that nation that can manufacture. And we have an industry that has been declining over the past 30 years, but we should be able to have that industry at some level here within Australia so that we are independent and capable and create additional opportunities that don't exist today here within this industry.
Fashion Week is getting underway and we know this is a showcase of both young designers and producers and also some of the established names as well. If you're taking the temperature of the industry across the board, what does it look like at the moment?
Right now it's looking optimistic, but we have to bring forward products that really are geared towards our customers. So really understanding what our customers want and what our customers need. And what we're finding here in Australia, and certainly within RM Williams, is a product that's not only just made in Australia, but of Australia.
Is there much stockpiling going on across the industry at the moment as people have tried to expand their inventories ahead of concerns about worsening situation, particularly in China?
Yes, we're seeing a lot of competitors that right now are, from a factory's perspective, they are stockpiling. And what that will do, though, is create instability within the supply chain, because when they stockpile, then orders drop off at the end of that. So supply chains across the world right now are going through significant turbulence, similar to what we saw pre-COVID and during COVID times. Lots of transition and change throughout this industry, which makes this program even more important that we create some stability here.
Tara, is there much confidence that the talks between US and Chinese officials in Switzerland can deliver some change and some relief to the industry?
I'm not fully equipped to answer on that one.
Right. Well, Tara, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
This is ABC Radio National.